Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Mem Be'ez on the Be'ez. Two lines from the bottom, Hanich LeBeis Hillel. In our previous shir, first we had been learning since we began the Perek, the Halach of Shlucha Shladnu Kamaisa, a person Shliach, is equivalent halachically under many circumstances to the person who the Mishaleach and the Shliach are equivalent. Then we have learned that there's a concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That if you ask somebody to do something which is an Aveira as a Shliach, it's not going to be considered a valid Shlichus. And the Gemara explained, the reason is because Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishonim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to do it, how do we have a right to tell someone to do it? Then the Gemara asked that in Mila, the halacha is that if somebody uses something that's hegdish for their own personal use, they're over the serious aveira of Mila. And the Gemara says that by Mila, the halacha is that if somebody appoints a shliach to do Mila, as long as the shliach followed the instruction, the person who sent them is considered as if he was over the Aveira Mila. So we see that there is a concept of Shlichus even by a Dvar Aveira. So the Gemara said that the reason that can't serve as a source, that the Halacha is Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, because the Gemara said there's a concept of Shnei Ksum Habayim Kecher Ein Melamdim. If the Torah teaches us the same Halacha twice, what the Torah means to say, that is only in the cases where it's so taught, it's so the halacha. Where it's not taught that way, the halacha isn't that way. So the Gemara said one place where we know that the Torah accepts shlichus for dvar aveira is by meila, as we just said, and the other place is by shlichus yad. Shlichus yad is that if I was asked to be a shay mechinam to watch something on behalf of someone else, so my level of responsibility is quite limited because I'm not gaining anything from being a shay mechinam. But the Torah says if it was shaleich yad, if I took it for myself, then my level of responsibility goes up. Particularly as far as Geneva and Aveda are concerned, if I didn't take it for myself, then I would not be chayiv if it was stolen while I was watching it. If I did take it for myself, I would be held responsible. And the question is, at what point is one considered a shaleich yad? So Beis Shammai says, since the Torah said, I called va'pesha, that as soon as I thought that I want to use it for myself, I'm considered to be a shaleich yad. Beis Hillel disagreed. But Beis Hillel did say that as soon as I ask a shliach of mine to use it, I'm considered a shaleich yad. So isn't this clearly a proof that we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira? So we have two places where the Torah has taught us this halacha. Now that we've established that there are two places where the Torah has taught us this halacha, we could say that this is a situation of shnei ksum habayim kechod, that we could say regarding that shnei ksum habayim kechod ein melamdim. So says the Gemara, everything that we just explained, Hanich LeBeis Hillel, is understandable according to the opinion of Beis Hillel. But ask the Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, the Mukmal Lahai Krob and Machshava Kamaisa, that he said that the Pasuk called Dvar Pesha is coming to teach us that as soon as you had the Machshava of being Shleich Yad, you considered a Shleich Yad. So if that's the case, there's only one place that the Torah tells us that there's a concept of Yesh Shleich L'Dvar Aveira, and that's going to be by Me'ila. If that's going to be by Me'ila, so ask the Gemara, why don't we say that Me'ila should serve as a source for Kala Torah Kula, the Yesh Shliach, the Dvar Aveira? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dava Me'ila V'Tficha Mechira. The Torah speaks about somebody who stole or slaughtered an animal, stole an animal and then either sold it or slaughtered it by Shor or a Seh, by an axe or a sheep. And the halacha is, obviously, you cannot sell something without somebody else being involved. And yet, it's considered that you're chayiv. So we see that now we have shnei ksum ba'am ka'echad, and therefore we have two cases where we learned that yesh shliach l'dvar veira, and therefore we could apply the concept of kol shnei ksum ba'am ka'echad ein melamdim. Mila, says the Gemara, Mila is hadamaran, as we've been explaining from the beginning of our shir, that if somebody asks a shliach to do mi'ila, he will be held, the person who asked the shliach to do it will be held responsible. Tviricha ma'achira ma'hi. What does that mean? As we started to explain, the Torah says, Omakra, in Parshas Mishpatim, Kignav ish shorei seo tvachoi mechorei, somebody steals an axe or a sheep, and he shechs it or sells it. Ma'achira, you can never do mechira unless there's somebody else involved. There has to be a buyer and a seller. The shechita was done by someone else, so the shliach did the shechita on my behalf, and still, it's considered as if I did the shechita. So we see, even though here it involves an aveira, and yet we apply the concept of shlichus. So, as the Gemara, says the Gemara, maybe Shmuel Tana. The pasuk says Tvachai Oy Mecharoi. Says the Gemara, the extra Oy, the Rabbis as a shliach. To teach us that a shliach that the Tvicha or Mechira, the Ganef will be held responsible to pay that Alad Vehei. The Beichaski Tana. The pasuk says Chamisha Baki Mishalayim Tachs Ashar. From there we learn the Rabbis as a shliach. So says the Gemara. So now we've been able to understand why we say that these two places the Torah says this halacha, nowhere else. But ask the Gemara, Hanicha Lamanda Omer, Shnei Ksum Abon Kechem Lamdim. There's a question throughout Shas, how do we apply this principle? Is it as soon as we have two psukim that teach us the halacha? We say that's a proof that only where that halacha is stated, so is the halacha anywhere else not. But Lamanda Omer Lamdim, there's a mandam that says that as soon as we have to have two psukim are not enough to say that the Torah singled out these psukim to teach us only here is the halacha, nowhere else. So if that's the case, so just because we have two psukim that teach us yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, why can't that serve as a source for the rest of the Torah? Answers the Gemara, Goli Rachmana b'shkutei chutz. The halacha is that one is not allowed to shecht kachim outside of the zara. Let's say somebody had an animal which is kachim, but he didn't shecht it himself. He asked somebody else to shecht it. The halacha is he wouldn't be chayiv because the pasuk by shkutei chutz says ish ish mi beis yisrael ashi yishchet shor v'pesach moyed lo yaviyu. Dam yichoshel ishahu, dam shofach. And the poska who is superfluous to teach us who, only the person who himself shechted it will be responsible, v'loy shkut shluchai, but not through a shluyach. So ask the Gemara, ashkut gabi shkut echutz. So we see that a shliach l'dvar veira doesn't work by shkut echutz. Ask the Gemara b'chol ha'tayra kula menalan. How do we know that we apply the principle of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Veira to the rest of the Torah? Says the Gemara, D'yalf M'Shchut Echutz. We learn from Shchut Echutz L'Kol HaTorah. But ask the Gemara, Ad D'yalf M'Shchut Echutz. Instead of learning from Shchut Echutz that we say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Veira, why not Neilef Mehanach? Why don't we learn from Me'ila or Tficha Mechira that we do say Yesh Shliach l'dvar aveira, and the way I saw the Rishonim explain, not only is the Gemara asking that why are we taking the lenient approach and saying ein shliach l'dvar aveira, why don't we take the stricter approach and say that we should learn from me'ila tficha mechira? And not only did the Rishonim say that the Gemara means to say that why do we take the stricter approach and prefer to learn from me'ila tficha mechira? Included, they explain in the Gemara's question, is that we have two sources to say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. We only have one source to say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. So isn't it preferable to go to the place that have two sources versus the place that has one source? Says the Marhadakos Rachmana. The Torah said, who? By the Pasuk of Shchut Echutz, which we just learned, who v'lo shluchai. And then the Torah says again, v'nechres ishahu mikarev amai. So here too, the word hahu is superfluous. What is it coming to teach us? It's not here to teach us any halacha regarding Shchut Echutz. What is it coming to teach us? Tanei inyel chala Torah kula, that we say, ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Ask the Gemara, but now we go back to the beginning of the shir. That as soon as I have two psukim that teach us the same halacha, it becomes a proof that only there is so the halacha, nowhere else. So we don't need the psukim by Shkut Echutz to teach us Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, the way we're learning now, is already an accepted principle. So the question is, these two hahus that the Torah says by Shkut Echutz, we don't need them to teach us anything about Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. So my dashbu, what do we learn from them? Answers the Gemara, Had L'Muti Shnayim Oichsim B'Sakin V'Shoichtim, to teach us that if two people are holding the Sakin, they're not considered that they did Shkut Echutz. So the Ritva asks that we know in all areas of halacha, the halacha of Shnayim Shesua, he points out, is halacha that we learned in Masechta Shabbos, that if two people participate in doing a halacha, you're not chayiv. So why do we need a special limud that by Shchut Echutz, Shnayim Shochs B'Sakin are Pturim? So the Ritva answers that the Torah in the Pasha Shchut Echutz says Ish Ish. And from there we learn that if two people took the animal and put it on a mizbeach outside the Azara, they'll be responsible. So we would think that that is the halacha by Shchita as well. That's why we need a pasuk to teach us that that is not the halacha by Shchita. V'chad hu v'loy onus. That if somebody forced him to shech the animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, hu v'loy shagig, somebody doesn't know that this is not permitted, hu v'loy muta, somebody who was fooled by telling him that this is not usur. So the way the Rishonim describe these three different categories, shagig, oynes, muta, Tosfos Rosh explains that onus is when people told him that this animal is not hegdish. Shagig is when the person thought mistakenly that this animal is not hegdish. And the muter is that the animal, that the shagig thought that he's still standing in an area that's considered the migdish. The Shitul Noidalami explains it different. Onus means that a person had a number of animals and he confused this animal, which is hegdish, with other animals that are not hegdish. Shagig is when he had two animals, one animal which is chulin and one animal is hegdish, and he got confused. Mutter is when somebody else gave him an animal, we told him that it's chulin when it's really hegdish. The Meiri says that onus is the person who thinks that he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Shagig is a person that knows that you're not allowed to shech an animal outside the Zara, but he didn't know that this is a carbon. And Mutter is somebody else told him that what he's doing is permissible. Vidach and the other Tana that used Hahu to teach us that the concept of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, where will he know these halachas from? Hahu from Hahu. The Torah didn't have to say who. The Torah said who, but the Torah added the extra hey of Hahu, so we're able to learn all of the halachas, both the halachas of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira and these other halachas that we just learned. Vidach and the other man, the Amar, Hahu Loi Darsh, he doesn't learn anything extra from that extra hay. Ask the Gemara, V'hadatani, ask the Brisa tells us, Ha'im l'shlucha, if somebody tells a shliach, say haroigas anefesh, go murder someone. Hu chayif, the shliach who does the actual murder is chayif. Sholchei potter, the person who sent him is potter. Again, because of the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Shama Azaka Omer Mishum Chagen Nofri Sholchei Chayiv. The person who sent him is also Chayiv. Because the Pasuk speaks about when David HaMelech saw Bathsheba, and he then sent Uriah Chiti to go to war. And he told him to come home, and Uriah refused to come home. And David said that, and he told David, how can I not go to war? When David saw that he refuses to leave the battle, he sent the general, Yoav, to David writes to him that you should put Uriah emul pnei ha-melchama chazaka in a very dangerous place. And that certainly will cause that Uriah will be murdered. And that's what happened, that Uriah died. After the Shiva of Uriah ended, David went and married his wife Bathsheba. And the Navi says, V'yeira ha-dova asha'osa David b'ene Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dissatisfied with what David did. And now, Nosan HaNavi comes to David with a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell him what he did was wrong. And the Pasuk says, Es Uriah Achita Hikisa Becherev, you caused Uriah Achita to be killed, Ves Ishta Lekachtel Chal Isha, V'oysa, you took his wife, V'oysa Harekta Becherev Bnei Amin. Now, David HaMelech was not the one who put Uriah in that spot. It was Yoav who did that in his shlichus. Yet the pasuk it's saying as if David HaMelech killed him. So isn't this a raya that we do apply the concept of yesh shliach l'dvar aveira? Says the Gemara, my tamish al shamai. Why does Shamai Azakan hold that we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira? Says the Gemara, he holds. Number one, Shnei Ksuvim Be'echad Melamdim. The fact that there are two psukim by Mi'ila and Tficha Mechira is not an indication that we don't learn from there. Furthermore, the Hahus that the Pasuk uses by Shchut Echutz, he uses to teach us Shnaim Ochs Mesakin and the other halacha about if you did it by mistake. And it's not there to teach us the halacha about Eishleich L'Dvar Aveira, and therefore he holds Yeshleich L'Dvar Aveira. Says the Gemara, V'bay Seima, Shammai certainly agrees that Eishleich L'Dvar Aveira. I hear it says that Shammai holds that he's Chayiv. What's Pshat that he's Chayiv? The Pshat is that he's Chayiv midei Nishmaim. If somebody does something like this, he can't be held responsible in Beis Din because of the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, but he is considered that he did something wrong as far as B'day Shemayim is concerned, and that's what he's obligated for. And as a Viv Michlal is asked the Gemara, so if we're saying that it's Shammai that holds that the person who does something like this is held responsible, obviously the opinion of Tanakama is a field B'day Shemayim Nami Potter. Is that possible? Is it possible to say that somebody who participated in causing somebody to do an aveira should be not held responsible? Says the Gemara, Eladina Rabba Vadina Zutta Ikabinaya. The Machloika says, the Tanakhama and Shammai argue, how far of an aveira is it? The Tanakh, Shammai's opinion is that it's considered as if he participated in the murder. The other Tana's opinion is that he did something wrong. He did something wrong, but it's not to the same level. So I saw that the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Tesama Bey, says, we spoke about this in our previous shir, that somebody who sends a Kherishoy to the cotton to burn down his friend's house, the Mishaliach cannot be held responsible part of the Adam, because he didn't do anything himself, but he's chayiv b'dei Shemayim. The Mishnah continues that if he sent a pikeach, a competent person with a fire, then the pikeach is responsible for any damage that was done, and not the mishaleach, because of the concept of shleach l'dvar aveira. So Tosfos in Masechta Bava Kama says, from here we see that only when a shaita was sent do we apply the concept of chaya b'day shemayim. But if a bekeach was sent, then we don't say chayiv b'day shemayim. Ask the shach. In our Gemara, we're learning that the mishaleach is always chayiv. Here, David was the mishaleach. He certainly sent a very competent person, Yoav, and still, our Gemara indicates that David was held responsible. So the shach answers where is the mishaleach chayiv when the victim is not going to be compensated for his loss. Explains, in the case where a shaita was sent, so if the shaita was sent, the shaita will not be held responsible to pay for the damage. So that's why the mishaleach, at least b'day shemayim, is responsible. When, however, he sent the pikeach, so the pikeach is going to be responsible to pay for the loss. So therefore, the mishaleach is off the hook. The tzois, however, disagrees with the shach. And he says that our Gemara, our Mishnah, and the Gemara and the Mishnah in Masechta Baba Kama are two different subjects. He says that when the Mishnah in Masechta Baba Kama speaks about Chai B'day Shemayim, speaks about are you obligated to compensate for the loss? And therefore, the Mishnah says that somebody who sends a shliach who is mentally competent, he doesn't have obligation to pay, the shliach will pay. Our Gemara is not speaking about the payment aspect. Our Gemara is focusing on the Aveira. If you ask somebody to do an Aveira, you will be held responsible, b'day shemayim, even if the victim would be compensated in full. The Pnei Yeshua has a different approach. He says when the Mishaleach formally appointed the Shliach to act on his behalf, that's when the Mishaleach is held, at least b'day shemayim, responsible. However, if he only created created circumstances, but didn't give a direction, then he's not going to be chayiv. So when a shaleach asks pikeach to carry something, a fire, he didn't ask him to do anything. All that happened was he made the circumstances. In the case of David and Yoav, it wasn't this that circumstances were created. David and Melech, as we said a few moments ago, caused that that Yoav should set the circumstances that Uriah should be killed. When you set the circumstances that he should be killed, then you will be held at least responsible b'day shemayim. V'bay seima, another way to understand the opinion of Shammai, Shani Hassam, there regarding that shlichus of Uriah, Goli Rachmana, the Torah said, Oysa rakt b'chera b'nei amayim. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that's considered an exception and we can't learn from there anywhere else. Says the Gemara, Vidach, and the Tana, who disagrees with Shammai, how will he explain the Pasuk that says, that clearly puts guilt on David, when the Pasuk says, V'oiso harakta b'cherev b'nei amon, harelecha k'cherev b'nei amon. He says, what the Pasuk means to say is that this is considered to you like cherev b'nei amon. Ma cherev b'nei amon atan nanashalof, you're not held responsible for what amon did, af uriachite eyat nanashalof. You're not going to be held responsible. My Tama, says the Gemara, Mishum, he was a married b'malchus. Why was he a married b'malchus? As we explained before, David had told him to come home and he refused. The Kamar, as the Pasuk says, V'adoni Yoav v'chol avdi Adoni, Uriah said, Yoav and all of your service are playing Sada Chaynim and I won't be there. And therefore, he is held responsible. Amar Rava, Im Tim Tzolayim Nesov Shammai. If we're going to say that Shammai's opinion is that Shnei Ksum Abayim Kechad Melamdim, the fact that the Torah says the Halacha twice is not a reason that that should not serve as a source for Kol HaTorah Kula. Furthermore, Hahu Hahu Laidarish, and therefore the Pasuk of by Shchut Echut has nothing to do with the concept of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Veira. Maida, he's even Shammai, and therefore he holds Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira.
Says the Gemara, Maida Shammai will agree, but I'm l'shlichet tzlo b'elz erva. If somebody asks somebody to have an immoral relationship, or echos chelav, eat something which is not kosher, shu chayv, that the shlich is chayv, v'sholcha potter, and the one that sent him is potter. Why will he be potter? Says the Gemara, shaloi mitzina b'kol ha-tar kula, we don't have a precedent, zen nen of zem is chayv. This person had the relationship, and this person is the one that ate the non-kosher food, and I should have, be responsible. So the Oynig Yontif explains that this is similar to a concept that we've been learning, and we mentioned this previously, that even though we say yei shlichus, but a mitzvah shebegufay, a mitzvah that is my mitzvah, everybody agrees you can't have shlichus. I can't ask somebody to put on tefillin on my behalf. So says the Oynig Yontif, the same thing. If you're enjoying the food, I, the Mishaleach, cannot be held responsible. The Noida Behuda says that when we have a Shliach, the Shliach could always potentially say that what I did because I was asked to do it. But says the Noida Behuda, when somebody's enjoying it, he can't blame the person who sent them. And since under those circumstances he can't blame the person that sent them, that's why everybody would agree, even Shammai, that we say in such circumstances, ein shlich ledvar veira. Itmar continues the Gemara, Rava Mashliach Nasa Eid, a shliach that was sent to be Mekadosh Isha, he could become the aid to say that he saw the Kedushin. We know every Kedushin has to have two Eidim. The Beir of Shaila Amrei, ein shliach Nasa Eid, the shliach cannot be the aid. So, as the Avni Nezer, quoting the Rivash, says, the fundamental machlokes here about shliach nasa aid or ein shliach nasa aid really touches about a subject that we've mentioned in Shurim previously, and that is, how does the halacha look at a shliach? Does the halacha look at the shliach as really an extension of the Mishaleach? Does the halacha look at him as one with the Mishaleach? So of course the Mishaleach, the person who's doing the Kedushin, can't be the aid because he's the husband, he can't be the aid. So the halacha views him the same way? Or does the halacha say that yes, there's a concept of shlichus, but the concept of shlichus does not make me into being does not make the shliach to be one with the Mishaleach? Says the Gemara, my Tama, the Beir of Shaila, why does Rosh Shaila say, ein shlich nasaid? So suggest the Gemara, maybe because he didn't say, havali aid, be an aid on my behalf. El ma'ata. Ask the Gemara, if you're going to say that that's the halacha, el ma'ata kiddushisha b'fnei shnayim. If someone is mekadosh a woman in front of two people, v'loy amal hem atam aidiv, and he not expressly appoint them to be aidim, Hachanam do have a Kedushin, will they not be a valid Kedushin? As long as two competent Eidim saw, that should be enough. Ella says, the Gemara, Rava Mishlich Nasa Eid, Alumei Koma Alma Lamisi, that if anything, the Shliach, says Rav, should be the aid, because he's the most involved in the story, so no one is better to be an aid than he. The Rav Shaila Amrei Ein Shlich Nasa Eid, Kimin Dama Mashluch Shlonu Kamaisai, Havalei Kegufai, he becomes the same as him. There's a machloikus that we quoted when we learned Masech the Gittin, a machloikus Rambam in the Torah. If somebody asked the Shliach to give his wife a get, and before the Shliach could actually give the get, the husband became a Shaita, can the get still be given? The Rambam holds that midarais the get that would be given would be kosher. It's only midrabanan that it's not valid, because Chazal were concerned that people are going to think that a shoyta could do a gerushin. The Torah says that he cannot. And the Or Sameach explains that the machloikus of the Rambam and the Torah is very much as what we've been learning in our shir. How does the halacha look at the shliach's relationship with the Mishaleach? If the Shaliach is considered one with the Mishaleach, So now, if he's one with the Mishleach, if the Mishleach became a Shaita, so then the Shliach is really only viewed as an extension of the Mishleach, and therefore the get would not be a good get. If, however, the Halacha views the Shliach as an independent entity that the Torah says has the ability to do what he needs to do, then the Halacha would be that he could act in this capacity even though the Mishleach became a Shaita. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Rav said Shliach Nasaid, Amar L'Shloish, the Braisa teaches us, so somebody said to three individuals, Tzu V'Kitchuli, Aisha, go do Kedusha for me with this woman, Echad Shliach, one is the Shliach, and Shnayim Edim, Divrei Beis Shammai, V'Sil Amar Kulam Shluch Mehem, they're all considered Shluchim, V'en Shliach Nasaid. So points out the Gemara, At Kan L'Pligi, the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is B'Shloisha. When we have three individuals, can one be identified as the Shliach and the other two identified as Edom? Av B'Shnayim, if there were only two people there, everybody's agreeing, asked the Gemara, says the Gemara, the Rehakos Shaloi, a Shliach cannot be an aid. Answers the Gemara, who the Amakai Tana? Rav holds like the following Tana. The Tanya Rav Nasan Ami B'Shemar Shliach V'Eid Echad. The Shliach and another aid could be the one to be Edom on the Kedushin. B'Shem Shliach V'Shnei Edom. B'Shem's opinion is that the Shliach can't be an aid, but if I sent three people, one will be the Shliach and two will be Edom. So it turns out that Rav is saying like Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara that a Shliach Nasa Aid. Ask the Gemara, is that a tenable position that we should have Rav Paskin like Beis Shammai, who we always know that Halacha does not follow the opinion of Beis Shammai? Answers the Gemara, Epoch, we have to reverse the Shitas, and Beis Hillel is going to be the one who holds the Shliach Nasa Aid, and Beis Shammai is going to be the one that holds Ein Shliach Nasa Aid, and therefore Rav is Paskin like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Rav, Achabrei the Rav Masni Ipcha. He expressly said, the Rav Amar Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, the Bei Rav Shila Amar Shliach Nasa Eid, and therefore Rav's position, according to this, would be consistent with the way Beis Hillel is quoted in this Braisa. However, says the Gemara, the Halacha remains that Ein Velchasa Shliach Nasa Eid, a Shliach can become an Eid. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar L'Shnayim, Tzuvah, Kitchli, Isha. Somebody said to two men, do Kedusha in my behalf. Hein, hein, Shluchav, they can act in the capacity as a Shlichim. Vehein, hein, Edov, they can act in the capacity being Edom. And says the Gemara, so too, if he sent two people to deliver a get for his wife, they could both be Shlichim and Edom. The Cain, B'deinah Mamnas. If somebody sent money to pay back to the Malva with two Shlichim, telling them pay back this Malva of mine, they could be Shlichim and Edom at all at the same time. So the Gemara taught us that we apply this concept of Shliach Nasa Eid in three different circumstances. And the Gemara asks, Sricha, why was it necessary to teach us individually for each one of these circumstances? Says the Gemara, Yeshmin b'kedushin, if we only had this halach by kedushin, shundol mesru ka'asim, what are the Edom accomplishing that she can no longer marry anyone else? She's an eshes ish. Ava gerishin, baibe gerishin, shema ein of nasnaba. Maybe he wants to marry her, and that's why he is going to say that she's divorced, that he could marry her. So ask the Ramban, if this is a legitimate concern, that why shouldn't we always be not ready to trust Ada Gerishin with the concern that he really wants to marry her? So the Ramban asks that in all other cases, the Edom are people who may be suspect, and we're always going to check if they're saying the truth. But by here, since they were appointed shlichim, maybe people are going to trust them, and they ought not to be trusted. There are two Edom. So when there are two Edom here, and we're going to say that they have an ulterior motive because they want to marry her, you can't have an ulterior motive with two Edom, because only a woman can only marry one man. Avon my minor. But when we speak about Dina Mominus, Ema Hani Miflik Pligi, maybe these two Edom took the money, divided it amongst themselves, and therefore they should not be believed. Tzrichi. Says the Gemara, Micah Sover. So now ask the Gemara, why indeed does Rav Nachman hold that by Dina Mominus we say Shlich Nasaid? Ikasover Malva Chaver Be Edom. That if somebody lends money to somebody with Edom Tzark Lefari Be Edom. So now, if that's the case, Hani Noigim Be Edus Nanu. So these Edom are very critical, because if they won't be able to say that they paid back, they will be held responsible to pay back. So they're very Nogei Be Edus. They want very much to say that they paid back. The Amri, because if they're going to say, Loi Purani, we didn't do what we were told, Amru Puruni, the Loiva is going to tell them, you have to pay me back the money I gave you to give the Malva. El Amr Kesover, it must be that Rav Nachman's opinion is, that Al Malva's Chaver Be'edah, ain't Tzarkel Far Be'edim, Edim aren't necessary. Omega da Yochel Ladrinu, Ladrinu, they could have said, we just gave back the money. Since they could have said, the Ritva explains that they're believed because they're Edom, but they don't have any Negias because they could always say that they paid back and their Edom aren't necessary. But says the Gemara, the Hashtag the Tokken Rabbanon Shvuas Hesus, the Rabbanon Institute of Shvuas Hesus that teaches us that a Shlichim are not trusted that they paid back. They will have to make a shvuah shesus that they indeed pay back, and maybe they're only saying that they paid back to become absolved from the shvuah shesus. So maybe mishtabah hani edim liyavnele, the edim have to swear that they pay back, or mishtabah lava de leshakale, and the malva makes a shvuah that he never got the money, or parallel lava le malva. So even though the Edom say that they paid, they still have to make a shvuah. And since they have to make a shvuah, that's why if they make the shvuah, we're going to believe them. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Ish Mekadesh Espitoi, a father can marry off his daughter, Shloi Medata. Says the Gemara, we know that every Jewish girl has three stages in her life. First, she's a ketana until she's 12 years old. Then she's at 12, if she brought Shtei Saris, she's a Nara, and she's considered a Baal Stas, if she brought Shtei Saris. And Begaris is after she becomes 12 and a half years. Tanan Hossam. The Mishnah teaches us, Nara Hamarasa, he Vavir Makablin Eskita. Nara Hamarasa, she didn't have Nesuin, but she had Erisin. And as we often say in Ashurim, Arusa is considered an Eishas Ish. And since she's considered an Eishes Ish, if that marriage is to be terminated, you need a get. So says the Mishnah, Hiva via either her father or her could accept Mekabel Skitten. Amma Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zorek Skechet. It's not halachically permissible that both of them should be able to accept the get. Ella Avi Mekabel Sketa, the father was authorized by the Torah and no one else. And continues the Gemara, someone who isn't capable of properly watching the get, the halacha is any yochlus garish. Even if the get is being received by the father, the get is not a good get. And the reason why it's not a good get is because the Torah says v'shulchem abeisa. In order for it to be a valid get, it has to be a case of Sholcha, that he divorces her, Vena Chazeres. This woman, unfortunately, is not in that capacity, and that's why, even if the father is the one that's receiving the get will not be considered a valid get.